4-year-old Sierra Mobile.
92BNG.
Yes, sir. Well, it takes me more time to put on that mask and latex gloves than it does to go in and out. And I had my tomatoes.
I got to start trying to plant tomatoes this season. I have to enrich the soil somehow because of this, you know, this orange clay soil, nothing really grows. That was my project, is try to plant something, although it's starting to get late in the year even for that.
This is NDRLTR. Well, Greg, I'll tell you, it isn't. It's really about the right time because it's been dipping into the 40s up till now. It'd be a great time. My recommendation would be to pick up a bag of Miracle-Gro, and Bernice just planted ours yesterday. They don't grow unless it's, I think, above a certain temperature, according to my buddy back up in Kansas. They just sit there dormant anyways until the ground temperature gets to such and such. Old Ray, K4SUG, could tell you exactly. But it'd be a great time. Put that in there, or else put some cow manure from Lowe's in there, if you could ever catch them when there's not many there. I don't know what your excuse would be for going, but up until now, it's been jam-packed at those stores, Home Depot and Lowe's. So I don't know if they shut their doors down yet or not. I don't think they could, really. But that's what I do. I think it'd be a great time to plant.
Stores, home improvement stores, that sort of thing fell under essential services. Although, curiously enough, gun shops are essential services. grocery stores, liquor stores closed, darn it. There's another liquor store coming up. Grocery stores, liquor stores. I don't know what else. But, yeah, I should make another attempt to try to grow something. So I'll have, you know where I used to be able to grow good tomatoes is on Long Island. I had very, very, very good soil. I would just plant them near the fence line so that the vines could wrap around the fence post. I didn't necessarily have to stake them out. I tie them to the fence. And I actually grew pretty good tomatoes.
Boy, I'd hate to be there now. Thank God you ain't there. Your tomatoes would probably die of COVID-19. And that's not a joke. It's terrible up there. And you know, my great nephew was working there at Bloomingdale's in New York City, down by the Brooklyn Bridge, someplace in that area. And we went in to land there last year at LaGuardia, going to Boston. And I looked down and I said, that looked like a bunch of maggots on a dead body down there. There's so many people. And I told my nephew, Mike, I said, get him out of there. At least now he's back in Boston and working from home and got a better job anyways. So that worked out all right. But I told him, I said, that's the terrorist center of the world, and it's also the, if a pandemic ever breaks out, I said, that'd be a bad place to be. And it sure came true.
But unlike down here in the third world, it also has a functional healthcare system, which is being taxed to its limit right now. But actually, I'd sooner be there than here. Because, you know, we have entire counties in the south, entire counties and parishes where you have no hospital. Or maybe there's one hospital and doesn't even have an ER. So, I actually think from the point of view of someone like me, who is in poor health, I'd rather be somewhere where there's better access to medical services. I should have stayed put.
Spirit to it, but in fact, I had a cousin that lived in Long Island until last year, and he passed away, but he'd been there for many, many years and liked it, but no joy for me on that one. We lived in Kansas a little over 62 years, and by golly, We had a hospital, but it wasn't the greatest in the world. But it was a hospital. And then they could medevac you 30 miles down to the big hospital real quick in a chopper or ambulance. In fact, I got to ride an ambulance down there one time. But to the big hospital, to the heart center. But yeah, I suppose that's true up here, but there's a sparse population in a lot of those counties also. Well, I have arrived at home. Have a safe day, and we'll catch you down the line, KD2BNG, and 0TR is going to be clear.
KD2BNG, okay, Tom, stay well, stay safe, and have a great rest of your day. KD2BNG, I'll be clear.
4CPG mobile.
2BNG, how you doing? Morning.
Well, calling you from Liberty with blue skies. We'll call it partly cloudy. Where are you calling from?
I'm Alden. Let's see. As I suspected, the thrift store is closed. I'll see if the grocery store over here is open. Yeah, you know, pretty much nowhere to go and nothing to do. So after this, heading back home anyway.
It is odd times. It's hard to figure out if you could get out and get around what you would do at this point.
Cars, restaurants, nightclubs, movie theaters. Oh, wait, we have none of that. Yeah, even this thrift store in Malden, the Miracle Hill thrift store here is closed. I guess because they're not considered an essential retail. But I like to poke around there when I come here to this part of town. There's usually, you know, housewares or small appliances or something that I need.
Restaurant for lunch was doing well. They were staying open and, you know, folks were getting to-go orders and all that, but on Monday they closed for until the 20th, so we'll see what happens.
Restaurants were allowed to be open for takeaway orders, though, and delivery orders, no? Or maybe they figured they didn't get enough of that to bother.
And I'm guessing they wanted two things. Either they didn't have enough traffic, or they just for their own philosophical reasons, they were closed until the 20th.
That's with, you know, a lot of the smaller restaurants, you know, the specialty restaurants that are like downtown or downtown Greenville, wherever, you know, they depend on foot traffic. You know, who calls some obscure downtown restaurant for takeout? So it's almost all foot traffic. And if they can't do that, then there's very little point in staying open.
Even listening to this show, they were talking about that exact thing, that most restaurants rely on high cash flow on a daily basis in order to keep bills. In other words, there's not a lot of margin. So when things stop, it affects them really quickly. Interestingly, in that same discussion, they were talking about, you know, how to support restaurants, and they were talking about getting gift cards and whatnot to help out, you know, to span the gap, I guess. K4CBG.
ADG. I don't know if your call is familiar or not. KD2BNG. Oh, yeah, they love gift cards are always great because, you know, I get paid for something that someone's going to use 6 months later or might not use at all. Yeah, there's one restaurant here. In fact, I should go there. There's a good pizza place here that makes actual New York-style pizza. It's called Pizza Factory. Aside from that, well, you know, there's always McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, all the others. Most of their business is takeout anyway, so they're not really suffering that much. But, yeah, a lot of business, a lot of restaurants, yeah, they rely on a constant cash flow, and they rely on, you know, having indoor dining service, or they don't get enough business, especially if it's, like, some obscure, you know, like the Ethiopian Bistro on the corner of McGee and Main in somewhere in Greenville. They don't get a lot of takeout or whatever orders.
Yeah, I prognosticate that there will obviously be some fallout in that industry, in the small restaurant industry. And you hate to see it, but it's the nature of these things, I guess.
Industry, because in the vast majority of the cases, food is not their primary business. You know, there was a bar. In fact, though, the woman who owns it bought it within the past couple of years. There's a bar, the Malden Pub, which was like a nice local bar that on any given day you'd see a bunch of people in. And that's been closed, I'm guessing, for a month now. For all I know, she may not reopen. Because, you know, I'm sure she was leasing the place. And, you know, she may not be back.
That's what I'm saying. You know, if you don't operate with a lot of margin, if your traffic stops all of a sudden, you're dead in the water. You don't have any leeway, so your only option is to close the doors.
See, most of those type of businesses fail because they're notoriously undercapitalized. You know, have enough cash on hand to carry you through at least 6 months of no business, because it's going to take a restaurant business at least that long to get established. But, you know, I don't think any, you know, obviously no one was predicting this. So there's, even if you were prepared and you had sufficient cash reserves, you know, there's nothing you can do. It's not your fault.
If you add in, you know, if you require any sort of ramp up to be ready to perform or work in those venues, which there is some. I mean, you may not think that, but, you know, cooking and serving, you know, if you're a person that you had walks away, when you close the doors, you got to figure out, you know, how you're going to fill that gap again, when and if you open.
You know, but I heard that, I tell you what, how I know the capitalization have at least 6 months of capital. There's another restaurant further up the road in Fountain Inn. It was supposed to be some Honduran or Mexican or something, whatever it was going to be, that never quite opened. They bought or leased the building. They got it all outfitted, cleaned up, and they never quite opened their doors. And there was a place near me where I used to live. In 2 years, it was four different restaurants because, you know, it wasn't in the greatest location, but they never had enough. They were undercapitalized. They didn't have at least 6 months' worth of cash. And, you know, you're talking about a lot of dollars to open a restaurant, even down here. You know, don't go into it with much less than $500,000. And up north, I would say at least double that to get you through the lead times.
And if you did have some margin, you know, you'd be unwise as a businessman if you weren't thinking that, man, I at least need to conjecture what happens if this goes another month, and just wonder if, you know, do you just cut your losses here and wait and see on something else down the road?
Especially sorry for Faye. That's the owner I mentioned, the Malden Pub. Because within the past year, she opened another place, I think somewhere in Greer. So if she wasn't overextended before, even with business in both places, yeah, you know, it's tough. There's a lot of local bars and restaurants especially, but other local businesses that I'm not expecting to see back in 6 months.
God, it'll be interesting to see which one. Some of my favorites, I'm sure, will not be back.
Hey, I'm here in front of Ingalls. Let's see if I know they're open. I'm going to go to their deli section. They usually have some nice pizzas that they make up. with fresh ingredients, get a few of those, and then I'm going home because I got nothing better to do. So I guess I'll see you later. What was it, K4CBA, KD2BNG.
Kilo 4, Chuck Bob Golf. The name is Carlos. We'll talk soon, 73.
Stay safe.